Wynn and I want to express our gratitude for every one of our listeners. Thank you for being a part of this podcast and sharing this space with us each week. We are now offering an opportunity to work with Wynn or myself individually in a deeper look towards what's true about life and who you really are. If you'd like to know more, email me or Wynn for more details. In a 3-day dive under the noise, anything is possible. Let's find out. Now onto the podcast.
Welcome. This podcast is an exploration into being human and what's possible when there's less attention on the noise in our heads. Warning. While listening to this broadcast, you may experience moments of deep peace, sighs of relief, personal insights, or long stretches of dead air. Do not be afraid. This is normal. Under the Noise with Wynn Morgan and Kate Roberts.
Welcome to this week's episode of Under the Noise with me, Wynn Morgan, and my terrific co-host, Kate Roberts. Hello, Kate.
Hey, Wynn.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. I was going to complain how cold it was again. A temperature gradient between Florida and the United Kingdom. And I thought I better not, because I was talking with someone in the Pacific Northwest on Friday and someone in the northeast of the US today. And I don't think I'm going to complain about being cold again.
Ever.
Of course I will. I'll just forget. And it'll take me probably about 3 days before I whinge about that again. But anyway, other than that, all good.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it has been chilly here and a lot of rain. So if that's comforting in any way. I even walked past a guy walking his dog and he's like, will we ever see the sun again? And I was like, we are so spoiled. We are so spoiled.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Kate lives in the central Gulf Coast of Florida. So, yeah. So how cold has it got?
Okay. I didn't say cold. I said chilly, I think. I said chilly. Not to, you know, go too far into it. But yeah, it's been like, we've had days in like the high 40s Fahrenheit, 50s. Yeah. For us, that's pretty chilly. But the rain, we've had a good solid, I don't know, 3 days, 4 days.
Wow. 3 or 4 days of rain and people in Florida start wondering.
I know.
That reappear.
So spoiled.
It's Armageddon. Yeah. So wait, 50 Fahrenheit is, I think that's 10 Celsius, if my memory serves me correct. So for those of you who are more familiar with the metric system of temperature, I think that's right. 10 is 50 Fahrenheit. That's cold in Florida in January. In the winter. Anyway, moving on from the weather, you had an idea about what we'll talk about today.
I did.
Yeah.
Now I have to put words to that. In the last year or so. In the last year or so, I have watched whatever plans or ideas that I had about how my life was going to turn out completely turn around, and I had to let go of all of it. And of course, on top of that, I only have one child, right? And she's like, oh, hey, I'm leaving. I'm moving as soon as I graduate, right? So I'm like, oh, my God. Right? So there's so many things that's happened in the last year, and I came to a place where I did not know. I have no idea what life has in store for me. And whatever I thought, it's completely changed. And so I came to this really cool place when I realized that whatever thought I had about it was going to be wrong or not turn out. Or it would veer in some other direction, that I just decided to say yes. Like, if it came to me and I wasn't putting my own stuff on it, and I wasn't trying to effort my way or control it or know, I would just say yes. So all these different jobs have come my way and different things that I'm doing, and I'm just saying yes. But then, and this is kind of why I brought it up, because I realized in the couple of things that I didn't say yes to or didn't take the next step or didn't yet like agree, there wasn't a solid no in it, but I found myself not going. And it was because there was not a feeling. Okay, there was something attached to it that felt like it was not a solid yes. I don't know why. I don't think it was because it was like some plan of mine. It just was like, yeah. And then I just didn't end up doing it. But the things that came to me from someplace, I can't tell you why, even if it made no sense why somebody would ask me to do it, I was like, yes, okay, yes. And it's felt like, you know, Michael Singer's surrender experiment. It feels like my own surrender experiment. And honestly, it's been really amazing, because what I realize after a certain amount of time, like if I've spent a certain amount of time in one of these yeses, I'm like, oh no, oh yeah, I wanted that. But would I have seen that in the original yes? No, I would not. But there, I was like, for example, like, one of the jobs that I got offered, it's like, I realized, oh, I'm part of a team. And I remember specifically like a year ago thinking like, oh man, I'm kind of miss, you know, when I was teaching, I was like part of this team. And it kind of felt like, you know, we'd get together at lunch and talk about students, you know, or if we needed help with something or support in some way, or just we would laugh and not talk about anything school related, right? So it was kind of like being part of a team. It was part of a team. And I remember thinking, man, I love that. And now one of those yeses is being part of a team. But I wouldn't say I thought that's what it was going to be. And so it's like the more I'm saying yes, the more life is bringing to me the things that I wanted, that I was calling in some way. And I just thought that might be kind of a fun topic. But, and this just occurred to me, like if people are listening, there's a feeling that went with it. And if it didn't feel like a yes, I didn't seem to go. So I'm not saying yes to things that I thought would be harmful to me in some way, or right, or like a terrible idea, but just general directions on where to go. And it all seemed to magically fit into the next thing. And I could not have planned that out. I couldn't have planned it out in a schedule. I couldn't have planned it around being a mom and those responsibilities. Like, it just was this magical piecing together that I just could not have even, I couldn't have foreseen that. I was just saying yes.
You say yes apart from the times that you say no.
It's very interesting. And I seem to trust that when I don't go in that direction.
Yeah. So on that then, what do you think's happening? What's behind it all in your mind, if it's possible to know?
What do I think's happening kind of behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Honestly, magic. I think it's magic. I think it's the most common magic that there is if we let go. I'm not special or different than anyone. It's not like doors open for me because I'm magical. I'm talking about something I can't understand. I can't control, thank God, because I would mess it up. But I do think it's possible for every single person. And their life doesn't have to completely change necessarily for that magic to get started. I couldn't explain that. What's interesting too is, and I hadn't really thought of this, but yeah, sometimes it feels a little sticky too. Like uncomfortable, you know, because my personal mind wants to know what this is all about and wants to know where it'll end up and where it leads. And yet, I don't know. And also sometimes I can hear the thoughts in my head, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This doesn't make a bit of sense. And that's true. It doesn't make any sense sometimes to my personal mind. And I get scared. And I get insecure and I get nervous. Yeah. I've even had moments just of like, oh my God, I'm terrified. And then other moments when I can sense the intelligence of life that has me just taking care of things beyond what I can imagine even.
What would you say to somebody listening? And if they look at their life today, it looks really hard. And the future doesn't look particularly rosy. And they'll think something like this, right? Because someone said this to me today, actually. Well, it's okay for you, Wynn. You're fine, right? So if someone said that to you, it's okay for you, Kate. You're fine. I'm different. What would you say?
I would probably say, yeah. I remember that feeling too.
Yeah.
When everybody else's life looked magical except mine. Yeah. Yeah, I know that. And it looks absolutely real and justified. And as far as they're concerned, they're right. You know, that's how it looks. And it's looked like that to me too before. And sometimes it still does. Like I said, something interesting seems to be happening more and more. And this is not overnight or anything like that. It's starting to seem to me like no matter what I think or what I see or what it looks like, and this could be good or bad, like thoughts like it's magic, right? Or thoughts like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is horrible. My life is just over. Like, oh, for anywhere in the spectrum of that, I'm starting to get a sense that good or bad, there's still something truer than what I can see.
Mm.
Like if it feels horrible, I'm definitely not seeing what's actually real. And even if it's something like, Oh, I think it's magic. Life is like, you have no idea. Right? Something better than that. Whatever I can see. So I guess I'm starting to not trust. Not trust whatever it looks like to me, depending on the moment, as much as I used to. I don't know. What did you say to your client when they were like, it's all right for you, Wynn, but.
Well, I think I said something like, how do you know? How do you know you're right? Because it did get them thinking a little bit. Well, first of all, it got them a little bit cross. And then they relaxed a little bit and they got just a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more perspective. And yeah, actually, how do I know how different it looks compared to how different your life has always looked? How different, Kate, your life has always looked? Because you know enough about my life. My life hasn't always looked great to me. And I know enough about your life that your life hasn't always looked great to you. I also know, for me anyway, that how my life looks versus how my life is, totally, they're two totally different things.
Yeah.
And that's what I think opened up for this person earlier today, my first call of the week. And also, you know, the question was, I think it then drifted into, I don't think things can ever change, into how can we possibly know that? Which was, of course I can't know that insight that happened. Of course I can't know the future. None of us can. You talked about the magic of it, and I was listening to some people talk yesterday about some sports teams in your part of the world. And they were talking about one person on one team. They're on this magical carpet ride. I went, ah, that's cool. What do they think about all the others then? What makes that person be on a magical carpet ride and everyone else not? And it was, you know, I wasn't there and it wouldn't have been the right time because I'd have gone way into the philosophical conversation as opposed to the conversation about which team's going to win and all that kind of stuff in the upcoming games. And it was another striking moment for me of realizing that this is one of those magic carpet rides called life that we have no knowing which way it'll turn, up, down, left, right, diagonally, when, where that leads. It becomes available to us when we say yes. What becomes available to us when we say no? What does not become available to us when we say yes? What does not become available to us when we say no? And that deeper intelligence that you mentioned that created my win, in inverted commas, intelligence in air quotes, knows more than the version of me that thinks it exists possibly could. I don't know, I'm pretty sure I've said this a few times, which just leads me with the chance of enjoying the carpet ride as opposed to trying to get the carpet ride right.
I still do that.
That would be an impossible notion. I can't know what's right. Me trying to get it right just takes my mind off enjoying it. You know, the same thing as when, you know, I remember first time for years when I went back to Disneyland in Anaheim, Los Angeles. My friend goes frequently. I went on the Peter Pan ride and I kept looking to see the rails and how all the special effects was being made, because you could just enjoy this instead of trying to figure it all out. And I went, oh yeah, I could. So I just enjoyed the Peter Pan ride. I hadn't thought about that for a while. But it is funny what life can bring. and knowingly so.
You know, I would say this too to somebody who isn't seeing or feeling like their life is full of magic and stuff like that. You know, there is something cool, whether you can feel it necessarily in your own life. There is something really cool about mystery. And this is coming from somebody who spent most of their life trying to control me, other people, events. I wanted to know, I wanted to control. I would manipulate to do it if I needed to. Like, I needed to just have it together, right? But when something comes to you and you have no idea how that happened, like, what? There is something really cool about that. And I suspect it's happening all the time, but I don't see it. And I don't feel that mystery, but I suspect it's one of those things that I'm so, you know, kind of busy in the noise that I don't sense the mystery of life. But man, when something happens and you can't, I mean, it's basically like our most popular episode is unrecognizable coincidences, right? Isn't that right? Or is it a different word? Unrationalizable. It's unrationalizable coincidences.
Is that our new most popular
episode? That is our most popular one.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you cannot explain when life's mysteries become so apparent, you got nothing. Oh. Nothing to explain it. I've always liked mysteries anyway, not just in books, but even like driveways that you can't see what's at the end of them. Love it.
I remember as a kid being a nightmare for many reasons, but this is the specific one that came to mind. I'd be sitting watching a movie with my mother and father and brother in the living room, in the lounge, watching a movie on TV. And I'd be so engrossed, and I'd be asking either of my parents, have you seen this before? What happens next? Have you seen this before? What happens next? And they'd get so annoyed, right? Because I kept wanting to know what happened next. And I think they got to the stage of just making a decision that if he asks, we haven't seen it. Ever. If he ever asks that question, we don't know what's happening next.
Because
the guy
funny.
Is a complete pain, right? This guy when he was a kid. Because I couldn't, I mean, the not knowing was just like, what's going to happen next? What happened next? I'm really glad I didn't know. Because what would the fun be? If we could control, and you just mentioned that a few moments ago, if we could control the stuff of life and how every turn turns out, what kind of hollow existence would that be? It was a Greek mythology. There was the curse of knowing that. Cassandra? Cassandra curse of knowing the future and couldn't do anything about it. So it's been known for 4,000 years that that's a bad idea. To actually know what the future holds for us. And yet, here we go.
Yeah. Mystery can be so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be so much fun.
I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I just think this is great. Great conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Again, who would have known where this conversation was going to go? Like one we had a few episodes ago of not having anything that we were going to talk about and just see what.
That's
not that unusual for any one of the other conversations we have, other than sometimes we have a topic between us somewhere.
Thanks, Wyn.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Under the Noise. Or watching it on YouTube. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for topics, or if Life's Mystery has found you a lot lately. We love to hear about it. Our details follow the podcast. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and review. If you have a topic or question that you'd like us to chat about, email Wynn or Kate at wynn@wenning.co.uk and kate@kateroberts.com. Until then, enjoy what's possible under the noise.